Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas about to launch a media campaign to encourage people to wear masks to fight the spread of COVID-19.
Two.
Experts warn against travel during the pandemic as America prepares to celebrate Thanksgiving.
One.
Biden team ready to name cabinet members. Trump campaign continues election court challenges. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. I did just see a tweet from the Kansas Department of Transportation reminding drivers to take it easy on the commute this morning. It is cold enough for some slick spots to form in some areas around south central Kansas. Just keep that in mind. Traffic update from Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a 20% chance for morning rain, then cloudy today with a high of 50 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 47. Tuesday, breezy. Tomorrow's 70% chance for rain tomorrow. And tomorrow's high, 59 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour and 39 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. The holidays are right around the corner, and it's more important now than ever to shop local. The Monarch carries a variety of glassware, apparel, and gifts perfect for the bourbon lover on your gift list. Check out their full selection at 579 West Douglas, the Monarch. Millions of Americans are expected to travel this holiday season beginning this Thanksgiving week as health officials warn against it.
Lines are already forming at airports in the midst of the pandemic as people head off to celebrate Thanksgiving. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease said on CBS Face the Nation, the crowd you're waiting with is the biggest danger.
The airlines are trying their best with the way they get the airflow to prevent that. But sometimes when you get a crowded plane, you're in a crowded airport, you're lining up, not everybody's wearing masks. That puts yourself at risk.
Fauci says it's safer if you don't travel and celebrate this holiday with those who you've been at home with. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
France's government has gotten e-commerce businesses like Amazon and supermarket chains to delay the Black Friday discount shopping promotion by a week to December 4th. The deal struck Friday to postpone Black Friday from November 27th comes amid broad concerns that French shops shuttered by the nation's coronavirus lockdown are hemorrhaging business and could be hurt further if they miss out on the consumer splurge. The director of Amazon France said Friday that e-commerce distributor would sign up to the delay. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We missed out on something. The Space Command HQ, and here to tell us about that, Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, neither Wichita nor Derby made the list of finalist cities for U.S. Space Command headquarters. The U.S. Air Force announced six finalist locations for Air Force bases in New Mexico, Nebraska, Florida, and in Colorado, and Port San Antonio, Texas, and at Redstone Army Airfield in Alabama. Wichita and Derby had hoped that proximity to McConnell Air Force Base and research capabilities at Wichita State University would put them in the running. A report about Amazon drone partners includes one with Wichita ties. The Financial Times reports that Amazon is finalizing supply deals with Austria's FACC Aerospace and Spain's Aernova Aerospace, and additional third-party deals were in the works. FACC has a subsidiary location in Wichita. FACC Solutions is just 5 miles away from the future Amazon Fulfillment Center in Park City, the company's new delivery station also in northeast Wichita. Now that the 737 MAX has been recertified, we're waiting to see what the production rate will be on the aircraft fuselage. The official rate's unknown, but an analyst predicts Boeing will produce about 130 aircraft in 2021 and around 290 in 2022. The expectation is that Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems will lag behind Boeing by about 5 aircraft a month. That would mean about 70 new 737s from Wichita next year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So the good news is for Spirit that the 737 is probably going to be flying pretty soon. But
right.
But it's going to be a while before we really start to feel the impact here in Wichita, right?
Yeah, production is going to lag a bit. And so that means a slower ramp up than certainly we've had before. And it doesn't mean that we'll just roar into production.
Right.
We'll slowly ramp up.
Well, anyway, we do have Thanksgiving this week. Thank you, FAA, for at least getting the thing certified.
You betcha. You bet.
Have you got the turkey going yet, or are you a turkey person?
We are turkey people. I'm a turkey person, but we're switching it up this year. We're going with ham.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess there's no really justification for that, but
we're going against tradition a little
okay.
bit.
Well, but, that's fine.
Something different.
Yeah, and you go to the store, there's plenty of selection.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else is over.
You bet.
Yeah.
Over the turkey.
Turkey.
Right.
Over there
again, yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah. Once again, Bill, you're way ahead of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just way ahead of the market. By the way, this weekend, Friday, was it Friday or Saturday morning? I was out in the, maybe Friday morning. I had the day off, and I just stopped into Hat Man Jack's to say hi to Jack Kellogg. But, of course, he was busy. They had people buying hats. He was in the back shaping a hat. So all he
would, oh, that's good news, isn't
all
it?
All he could do was come to the counter and wave at me and say, hi, and that's all I did. Because I told him, I said, you know, if you and I stop to talk, you'll never get anything done the rest of the day.
Exactly.
Hat Man likes to talk, but I like to talk, too. So we
right.
get going.
Well, I'm glad he's busy in
yeah.
there. That's
yes.
a good thing.
Keep the hat thing going. How about that? All right.
Yeah.
Today is National Adoption Day. This is raising awareness of more than 100,000 children in foster care. And each year, before Thanksgiving, the day focuses on children waiting for permanent loving families. And in total, more than 58,000 children have been adopted from foster care on this day, on National Adoption Day. So how about that? It's something I don't think about very often. I know most folks don't. The kids who are in foster care. I grew up in a nice family with, you know, with my mom and dad there and three hots in a cot, as we say.
You bet. Right? It means so much to those kids to have a permanent family and a permanent loving family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So the Wildcats, K-State's football team, they've got some problems going on right now.
I'm not sure who that football team was that showed up on Saturday or didn't show up,
I don't think
I
they showed
say.
Up. Is it a lot of because of the virus that's hitting it? Is that part of it, or is that all
That's
of it?
What I'll say. I'm okay with that if we want to use that as an excuse. Other than that, it's just poor play.
Just bad football.
Jeepers.
Well, they'll come back next week.
You right. bet they will.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Put it all together. All right, thank you, sir. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have the latest on Biden's plans to name his cabinet. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
That's right. We'll get you those Kansas City Chiefs highlights. Another huge game with the Raiders last night in prime time. And we'll get that to you coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. Ted has the blur coming up as well.
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on the weekend in entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather as we start off this week, this Thanksgiving week. In the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.